Well, it's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and that can only mean one thing. Elise Marie Muller is back with us in studio for another Stoop session. We've missed her here on Impact Radio. Elise, it's good to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Zintle. It is great to be with you again.
Okay, it's good to be with you. And you always come to talk about very powerful topics, and then you disappear on us, and then you come back again. And this time around, we are talking about something that I think a lot of us can relate to, right? Something that I think a lot of us go through in our lives at any given point, where we just experience a roller coaster of events where, you know, a lot of different events happen in a short space of time that obviously affects our mental state, our emotional state. And we just like, one minute was this, and then it's this, and then how am I supposed to feel? What am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to do?
Absolutely.
Right? And I think we find an example in the Word of God of somebody that did have a roller coaster day. His name is Jairus. And we find his story in the Word of God in the book of Mark 5, verses 21 to 43, and Luke 8, verses 40 to 56. What can we learn from that?
Zintle, I think it is wonderful that we can use scripture and learn from it, right? So over the next four sessions, we're going to be looking at four different events that happened to Jairus in one day. And in each of those events, we're going to look at what is the effect of that on Jairus. We're going to look at how did Jesus respond? And then we're going to say, how can we apply that to our life? What can we learn from that?
Yeah.
So Jairus is our man. He's having a shocker of a day.
Mm.
In session one, we're going to start with a story. I think for most listeners, they may know his daughter has been very sick.
Okay.
Now,
yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's the guy. So we don't know much about how long the sickness has been. The story is introduced to us with Jairus probably being very fearful. And the reason for that is his daughter is close to death. We're not talking about days. We're talking about minutes.
Sure.
You know, so this man is staring the reality in his face of losing his only daughter. Mm. Now, you know, many of us may not necessarily have that dramatic situation, but we wake up with a sense of dread because there's a difficult situation in our life.
Mm.
So the first event that Jairus is facing is this: I'm waking up and my wife is telling me I'm not sure my daughter is going to see the end of today. How does Jairus respond? He's most probably had a tough few weeks of a very ill daughter.
Sure.
You know, the sense of anxiety is building. So I want to suggest that Jairus wakes up that morning with fear wanting to overwhelm him. Today might be the day that I could be losing
my daughter.
And I think we need to recognize what is this sense. The sense is fear. And fear is a spirit, you know. And the biggest thing that I want our listeners just to realize is that when whatever circumstances we face, we may experience fear wanting to create distance. Here's the thing I wanted to mention. The purpose of fear is to punish us and to create distance. And that's the thing that is so interesting about the story of Jairus, because whatever his circumstance, whatever our listeners' circumstances, what fear wants to accomplish is to punish you. That's what the Word of God says. Fear is about punishment. And the other thing that fear wants to do is it wants to create distance. Mm. So I think what was great from the story from Jairus for us to learn from today is just to, you know, put ourselves in his shoes. This is a man waking up being incredibly fearful that he might lose his daughter today.
Sure.
I guess the question we need to ask ourselves is, how does Jairus respond to fear?
How does Jairus respond to fear? And we'll find out when we come back. Well, you're back with myself and Elise Marie Muller for our Stoop session for today, talking about the roller coaster day of Jairus in the Word of God. And she mentioned something so profound before the break, to say he woke up and he was fearful.
He was fearful. He was potentially going to lose his only daughter. And I mentioned the fact that the purpose of fear is to punish us.
Mm.
Now, certainly if you are being punished, a very natural reaction is to run away. You don't want to be punished. And that's what fear attempts. It wants to create distance between us and people, but predominantly between us and our Father.
Sure.
So what I find so interesting about the story of Jairus is his response to his fearful situation is very powerful. He runs to the feet of Jesus. And he falls down at the feet of Jesus and he asks Jesus, please come to my house, lay your hands on my daughter and she will be made well. And what do we learn from this? I think what we need to learn is that what fear wants to do is it wants to punish us and it wants to make sure that there's distance between us and the Father.
Yeah.
It wants to create scenarios in our head that what if this happens and what if that, what if you lose your daughter? How? What if you lose your job? What if you lose your health? What if this relationship comes to an end? And that's the narrative of fear, is the, what if?
Yeah.
And that makes us afraid. And what do we do when we're afraid? We hide.
Mm-hmm.
But Jairus, in this entire story, he really only does one thing, Zinsley.
Sure.
And the one thing is the correct thing. He runs towards Jesus. He doesn't run away from Jesus. And and that, to me, is what 1 John 4 talks about. It talks about perfect love casts out fear. So what does fear want to do? It wants to create distance in our relationship with the Father. What does Jairus do? He does the exact opposite. He runs towards Jesus, and it is at the feet of Jesus. It is in the presence of perfect love that fear is cast out. So what is the impact for, the practical impact just for Jairus? He ran towards Jesus, fell at his feet, asked him to come to his house. And the beautiful thing is Jesus pretty much just says, here I am, I'm coming. Let's go, my son, let's go. And I think the thing that we need to learn just from this first event of Jairus' early morning is that when fear wants to punish you with dreadful situations, you know, imagining in your head of everything that can go wrong, I think you need to recognize it as this is a spirit of fear, and you need to counter it with the truth, which is the only thing that's going to counter this fear is being in the presence of Jesus. So I want to say what I'm learning from this first event in Jairus' life is that we need to choose connection when we start experiencing fear about a situation in our life. It might be a little thing, a difficult telephone call you get very early in the morning, and there's that anxiety in your
heart.
Oh my goodness, this call has just changed my day. I wanna encourage you, become what I call a first responder. What do first responders do? They are the first one to respond to a difficult situation. The ambulance, the fire brigade, whatever. We call them first responders, right?
They go
Yes, they go straight to the situation. I think we need to become first responders. The moment we detect anxiety in our heart, anxiousness in our thoughts, we need to be the first one to respond. Do not let distance enlarge the problem. Be a first responder by choosing to go to Jesus. Immediately, when you had that email that freaks you out, that telephone call, that conversation that has upset your whole day, turn to Jesus. Become that first responder. Turn and connect with Jesus at his feet. Just pour out your heart. And that's how perfect love immediately can drive out the fear that wants to
overwhelm. Love that. And I think also by doing so, It gives us a proper perspective of the situation where, you know, if we just entertain the fear, then we even like see things worse than they actually are. Absolutely. And sometimes we respond in ways that we might regret later. We make decisions right there and there that are not informed by the Holy Spirit. So I love that idea. It's crazy how that just slips our mind. You have to remind us of these things, because that's not normally our natural response when we feel that way.
Let's become first responders. Sure. You know, Hebrews 4:16 says, boldly enter the throne of grace to find mercy and grace in your time of need. I love that word boldly. And to me, that's why I just kind of picked the word first responder. Be that first one to say, I'm turning to Jesus immediately. I'm not going to phone a friend. I'm not going to WhatsApp my prayer group. I'm going to immediately turn my heart and I'm going to connect with my Father.
Sure.
And that's kind of what I think the first thing that we can learn from Jairus's day. When fear wants to overwhelm you, respond by firstly connecting at the feet of Jesus. Bring all your emotions, all the events, just bring it to Jesus. And the beautiful thing is, Jesus was available. He's always available, Zinthly. And that's the thing that fear wants to do. It wants to create the lie that, listen, your problem is humongous. God can't help you. And then the next moment, fear turns it around and says, listen, your problem is so small. God is too busy for you. Fear will attempt anything to create that's connection so between you and God. So how do we respond to fear? We immediately turn our hearts, our minds, and everything to relationship with Jesus.
I love how you talk about those whispers, the things that fear begins to whisper, because one of those would be that you're all on your own in this, that you need to figure it out, that you need to, and now suddenly you're just angry at everyone. Yeah, no one's there for me. I just need to figure this out, as if God is not there, but he's always available.
Absolutely. So there's the perception of distance, but it's the distance isn't real. It's a perception. But if we allow that perception to keep on growing, we actually start believing God doesn't hear me. God is not, I've tried and he's just silent. He's never silent. He's always present. He's always present. But respond to fear by doing the opposite. Go connect with Jesus.
I mean, I could have dropped this mic many times in this conversation already, but we're going to drop it right here. Elise Marie, thank you so much. We'll come back for part two. Right?
Next week.
Next week.